any gossip to go through.
Speak for yourself, man.
Nah, it has been a boring week.
It's internationals, man.
International week
it's
sucks,
never that
man.
Good.
Literally did nothing.
Yeah, no. We've got to watch Harry Kane pretend like he's a great striker and leads his country to victory. Not.
All right. What's here we go. I can feel another Harry Kane rant coming on. All right. Gossip news. Let's do some gossip.
What do you got for us?
First one. Good news for Chelsea. Don't know how long this will last. Reece James is back in training. He started running, doing full on training now. So see how he goes, getting back in to the team.
Well, look, it's a matter of time before he's injured again.
Yeah, and there were rumors that he was actually looking at leaving Chelsea at the end of the season.
Wasn't the weather no good for his injuries?
Weather's no good, apparently. Apparently, he needs warmer climate. I'm like, dude, I get it, but that's a bullshit reason.
Oh, 100%. Maybe he should come to A-League.
Yes, yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Go play for Brisbane Roar.
Dude, why wouldn't you just play for MacArthur?
Oh, dude, he'd love it. Yeah. You seen Bolt was there? Some legends.
Yeah, some big guys there. Sticking with Chelsea, I don't know if you noticed this, but we did win the Player and Manager of the Month.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's right. That's right, you choke on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
Why?
I've got to choke on it.
Why? Why is it ridiculous?
Well, Manager of the Month? How?
Undefeated. You lost to Forest in that month.
Was it in that month?
Yes.
All right.
All right. All right.
You need to win something.
Look, I'll take it. I'll take it, okay? Look, Maresca. No choice. Maresca won manager, second month in his career. Happy with that. And obviously Cole Palmer has just been on fire. So player of the month. Do you remember last week you were talking about Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
Got sent off.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he's been nominated for manager of the month.
Well, to be fair, he did get sent off and then they managed to win.
Yeah,
so
they won.
Good managerial tactic.
Sure. Let's put it down to good managerial tactic.
You got the players rolled up.
I think I'm himself rolled.
Jacked, bro. I'm going to get this goal.
Have you seen him? He is not jacked. He is fat.
Yeah. Dude, he's gotten to the level where his eyes are getting fat. You know what I mean? So it's actually starting to engulf his vision. Oh man.
God. Oh, that was so funny. I fucked up.
Small technical difficulty. The headphones have fallen off in laughter.
I'll work this out. Oh, fucking hell. He is getting fat, isn't he?
Oh, dude, it's bad. You know he loves a drink.
Oh, fuck yeah. Now, do you know that he's younger than Ronaldo? No, yeah. No. Yes, younger than Ronaldo.
Yeah, I think he's 1 year younger.
1 year younger than
That's
Ronaldo.
That's insanity.
And Ronaldo is still playing. Actually, you know what? Rooney's been retired for like 3-4 years now. Ronaldo's been playing for an extra 4 years. Jacked as fuck. And Rooney looks like a fucking potato.
Yeah, what about Torres? Torres is similar age as well. Right. And that guy is the... Dude, he's on roids.
He's on roids.
100%. Yeah. Dude, roids, he's massive.
Or the best one, Mesut Ozil.
Oh, what?
Definitely on the gear.
His veins just popping out. He's like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, this is normal.
Cool. Yeah.
I think it was the shit that the Nazis used back in the day.
This is how we grow the perfect specimen.
All right, on to some lighter news. Do you remember Benjamin Mendy?
Yeah.
Okay, so just for some context.
We're talking about the Benjamin Mendy that locked a woman in his safe room? Is it the same Benjamin Mendy?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. He loves a fun time.
Yeah. Benjamin Mendy was accused of sexual assault back in the day, in Man City days. He has obviously, he didn't get re-signed by City. He's now playing at Lorient. And he's starting to make a bit of noise about the accusation. So he has come out and he has said that not only was he doing the sex parties and everything, but he had players at Manchester City who were also involved in these alcohol-fueled sex parties, including the captain. Now, at the time, there was like Company, there was David Silva, there was Fernandinho. Don't know which one.
It's Fernandinho. Yeah, it sounds like a Fernandinho.
Yeah, so he's now starting to bark up about what happened to him. Now, the reason why is because he was accused and acquitted. Sorry, it wasn't sexual assault. It was rape. he was not paid for the entire time that he was getting charged. So he's trying to get $11 million in unpaid wages. So now he's starting to make a bit of noise, saying like, why am I the only one that's been accused? Should be everyone else, including the captain. And you're going, all right, he's trying to make a bit of noise now.
What a teammate. Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
And then on top of that, he's now frozen out at Lorient.
Oh, that's good. Because you know what the best thing in a bad situation is to do?
What?
Make it worse.
Yes.
That's great. Because now you got to hit rock bottom to come back up. So, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good work, Mendy.
He's really
mending his problems.
Yeah, so he's looked like he's going to have a club. So, he's trying to get as much money as he can. Now, onto your favourite team, Manchester United.
Oh, fuck.
I'll make this real quick. Did you know that Antony has apparently been put up for sale?
Good. Yeah. I mean...
Not for you.
Sorry. Yeah, bad for... Everyone in the English league, because where's the jokes?
Well,
it's
I guess
such an easy joke. Week in, yep. The bloke flies a fucking photographer in to take pictures of every goal. He's taken like 5 photos,
and one of them was a penalty against the Coventry or whoever it was in the semi-final of the FA Cup.
Yes,
yeah, Coventry. That was one of them.
And he pulled that fucking doll out.
Oh, the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, like, hang on. Why has that guy got a Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, it didn't make sense. I think it was for his kid.
Yeah, it was for his kid. But that guy was carrying around a Sonic the Hedgehog every game that he didn't score.
That Sonic the Hedgehog was gaining a lot of dust the whole time because he didn't do shit for 8 months. Then he scores like he won the fucking World Cup. Starts doing this. Have you seen his like tiger like celebration? It was creepy, so cringe, bro. It's cringe.
He's creepy. He's a creepy guy. He's the guy at the bar that goes, hey, can I have your number? And they go, no. And she goes, can I have your number?
I have a Sonic the Hedgehog doll at home. So they're looking to try to get 40 million. They bought him for 86, so they're getting less than half of what they bought him for. If that doesn't work out, they're trying to get him out on loan, which I assume they will have to pay at least 70% of the wages.
Yeah, but why would he leave Man United and take a pay cut anywhere else?
No, he wouldn't. That's why I think the loan would be the best option, with Man U paying majority of it. I think he could go to, like, say Italy. He goes to Italy, right? He can go play with fucking Inter, whoever, Roma, and, you know, just get some minutes under his belt for Man U. Because at the moment, it's not working. So they got to do something.
No, they don't. Well, I mean, it'll just turn into... who was the midfielder that they had? Anderson. Remember when they had Anderson?
Yep.
He sat on the bench. They tried to sell him. No one will pay the wages that they put him on. Mm-hmm. So he sat there and he didn't do shit.
Happens with everyone at Man U.
Yeah.
Because everybody that Man U wants to get rid of, nobody wants. Right, like Pogba, Jesse Lingard, all their wages are way too high. And that's always going to be Man U's problem. Until they fix their wage bill, they're never going to sell any of these rubbish players.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, as a player, if you have 2-3 years left on your contract and you're getting £260,000 a week, why would you go and take a pay cut to go to another team? I'm just going to sit there, get my 260,000, and then go to another team afterwards. All right, maybe I only get paid less, but it's still more than what I would have earned leaving early.
Yeah, no, 100%. Definitely agree with that. That's Man U's problem. Their wage bill is way too high. Like, imagine trying to sell Mason Mount now. No one's going to buy him. He's on like nearly 300K a week. Who the fuck is going to pay that?
No one. That's the point.
Not even Saudi Arabia would pay that.
Well, not for Mason Mount.
Not for Mason Mount. Sure. Yeah.
Maybe Antony. They may pay her for Antony. They're like, hey, that guy spins.
Hey, he can do this cute little spinny thing with the ball at his feet. Yeah. 300,000.
Yeah. One of the Saudis' like kids has one of those spinning tops for Christmas. He goes, oh, I want one of these. And he goes, oh, brings Antony in.
And my last point, sticking to Man U, they're having a bit of a defense crisis at the moment. Rumor is that Johnny Evans is going to be playing left back for Man U for the foreseeable future.
Yep, that's good.
Yep. Great. This is going to work excellent for them.
And who they got this weekend? Villa?
No, they played them last week. They've got Brentford.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting game.
Mwembe will have real fun. And Wissa out there with
Yeah.
Good luck.
I think it's time for another under 1 minute goal.
Yeah. It sounds like a good option. Well, all right. I got some good gossip this week. Well, since we're on the Man U trend, Fergie sacked. Well, sorry. Let me correct.
Rephrase.
He was, he's left the club from the sporting director role. Now, I'm using air quotes when I say left, because why would he leave the Man United club? I get it. He's in his 80s?
83, yeah.
Yeah. So he's getting on, but he leaves before Ten Hag? The club's going to shit.
Yeah. I did read about this. Apparently, this was... who owns them? NICOS or some shit.
Oh, the Sugars.
The Sugars, yeah.
The Sugars, and then they've got Sir Jim Radcliffe in there now.
So they're looking at cost-cutting across the board.
Yeah.
But Sir Alex Ferguson's part of cost-cutting is kind of a kick in the guts.
Yeah, well, their cost-cutting in general seems ridiculous, right? Because you've got... The stewards that go into the match days and help set up and get everything done. They used to get a free pack lunch.
Oh yeah.
Now they get the leftovers from so like the offcuts and shit from the corporate booths that they have in there. What?
Yeah.
How is but that's the cost cutting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to cut costs. There, right?
Don't worry about Ten Hag building fucking walls around the training center.
That's how ridiculous is that?
So he's why like, yeah.
Would anyone watch the team coming 14th training session?
I know. To laugh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what they should, instead of cutting costs, they should increase their revenue by just doing a fucking comedy series Ten Hag.
Well, they should be doing like a Paramount thing or like whatever Manchester City did.
Like Prime did with Man City.
Do a Prime thing. They will make money off that and then we can all laugh along. Come on. I'm just shouting out these ideas for free.
Surely. Because you can't tell me Anthony doesn't say something fucking stupid in the dressing room. Surely he has to come out and just be like, I think it was a good game, fellas.
Yeah. Oh, I think I played really well. You played for 5 minutes and you did nothing.
Anyone see me do that pirouette?
Shut the fuck up, Anthony.
I also don't know if that's what he sounds like.
I'm assuming.
Just making that up because he's never done anything good enough to get interviewed after the game. So how's anyone supposed to know? But look, to be fair, the trajectory of Man United,
You got it. You got it.
Sounded it out.
Sounded out, James.
Today, Junior. where was I? Was I going with that?
Something about shitting on Man U.
Well, yeah, the trajectory of Man U. Damn it. is on the downward trend that we want to see. It's like the reverse. So I think if you take a successful business, just flip it.
Yeah, that's the way they're going at the moment. Especially if they keep Ten Hag in there. And now the worst thing for them. We will get into that very soon.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
We'll get into that very soon.
But look, here's a good one, right? Because I was reading some football news this week, and we had... This is a little bit insane. So a goalkeeper from the Division 1 League of Welsh football has had his life and career, well, changed. Dramatically, he had his knee smashed in by spectators of the opposing side. So it's Avenue Hotspur FC, and they were versing Lenrami FC. So after the game, the fans waited at the exit. So this is the Avenue Hotspur fans with balaclavas and bats to attack the players from Len Rami FC as they left the change rooms.
What the fuck?
So multiple players had to go to hospital. But so according to the FAW's result apps, there was 3 red cards and 2 yellow cards issued in the game. Avenue Hotspurs, after the game, has released a statement saying that several players were assaulted as they left the changing rooms at the leisure center, describing the event as distressing and frightening.
Wow.
How insane is that?
Bro, that is next level crazy, bro.
So this is not even like Swansea and Cardiff and those type of teams we've seen in the Premier League. This is like 2 leagues below. This is their professional league. So it would be like England League 3.
Yeah.
So some of these players might probably work another job. I don't know. So after the match, they waited at the front. They had baseball bats. They had their faces covered. And then they attacked all the players and specifically battered the knee of the goalkeeper. So he had to be rushed in for emergency surgery.
Bro, what the fuck?
It's ridiculous, right?
Right, that's something you see in like Serbia or Hurstville.
Yeah. That's definitely like Hurstville Zagreb. That's Zagreb, right? Arncliffe, Aurora.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Those games went off.
Don't they just give out balaclavas at those games?
No, at those games, they particularly don't care. They want you to know who it is. Before they attack you, they go, "Look at my face."
But on that, bro, that's...
It's insane, right?
That's insane. Imagine? To like be so caught up in a game where you're like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of that keeper's knees.
No, it's more... They obviously had to go somewhere to get the balaclavas and weapons.
Maybe they bought them. I'm going to assume they bought them.
I'm going to assume they stole them. Right? So then... They've got enough weapons and enough face coverings for God knows how many. And then they wait. Like, your time is worth something. And they go, it is worth me standing around here so I can beat somebody with a bat who I've never met. I don't know them. The only thing is they got into a fight with some guys that I support.
They wear a different jersey to the jersey that I like. Yeah. They're dead.
Yeah. You better not transfer here next year because I'll love you.
Like, yeah. That's all it is. That's all it is, mate.
It's insanity.
That's crazy. That poor keeper, though.
Oi. That's it. Right. He's 32, right? 32. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, bro. You're not coming back, bro. No. From that. I don't care if you're a keeper. You're not coming back.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
Like, keepers can go to like 38, 39, you know.
Well, not if you get your knee smashed in with a bat.
Not at all. No.
It just really hinders your kind of career.
I think it also hinders your life that you're being threatened by men with balaclavas and beating the fuck out of you.
Yeah, 100%. Sorry, guys. I just want to play.
Yeah. The poor guy just wanted a game and... Now he's fucking in hospital, never been able to play again.
Well, I mean, on the topic of violent crimes.
Ooh, another
Mbappe.
Oh, yes.
Rape allegations.
Yes.
Right? I think he's lucky it happened in Switzerland because the laws are... the laws in Switzerland, they have to fully investigate everything before they're charged.
Yeah.
Whereas if you kind of look at another thing, if a lady comes forward and goes, this guy took me into his hotel, raped him, da-da-da. They arrest them and then investigate.
Yeah. So what was he accused of?
Well, he's accused of raping a woman in his hotel while they were on international break in Switzerland.
Recently? Or like the window just happened now? Or the international window before?
Wherever the French team had... Was it the French team or the Real Madrid team?
Because he wasn't in the French squad for these games, but he was in the French squad before.
Yes. So it was the previous French game. International break, the last international break.
The September break. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Just straight to rape. Okay. What is going on with French players and the R word?
I don't know.
It rhymes with grape, by the way.
Because, well, I just don't... I'm assuming these guys can get... Well, I mean, in Mbappe's case, man or woman.
Man slash woman.
Yeah. Well,
she slash he. She dick.
They.
They. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
or he, I mean, vagina. Whatever.
I'm assuming they can pretty much get any woman they want and yeah. get consent for it. I'm confused at how this continuously happens.
That's why... I mean, like, look at Benjamin... I mean, it could be. I mean, look at the Benjamin Mendy one. He was accused, was acquitted. So, I mean, don't know yet until we get all the details. Swiss police, I'm assuming, will do their job. But if you're a professional footballer or a professional sportsman, you should not be putting yourself in this position.
I agree.
Right? Why are you making fucking $500,000 a week and you're getting accused of this? You don't see, you know... I mean, you do see high-end CEOs doing it and shit, but you shouldn't be seeing this sort of stuff from people that make top, top, top dollar.
Well, I always go back to Ryan Reynolds. He got caught coming out of a prostitute's house or a brothel or whatever it was, and they started quizzing him and going, what? You're seeing a prostitute? You don't need to see a prostitute. He goes, I see the prostitute so I can leave. I don't pay them because I have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm paying them because it's easier than having what is occurring with all these football players, where a woman can just essentially go, well, he raped me.
Yeah.
And then it's so damaging, irregardless if you're acquitted or not, right? Mm. Mendy was acquitted. We're still making jokes about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. So, there is definitely brand damage.
Yeah,
just to the accusation. Because if you Google yourself, it doesn't come up with the best. It comes up with the worst, because that's what everyone wants to go and look at.
Yep.
So if, you know, now if you Google Mbappe, it doesn't come up with him being the young talent, winning all these trophies for France. It comes up with him in a rape allegation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It is, and again, the kind of better it happens in Switzerland, because you know, he's still playing.
So he can still go out and play now they're doing their investigation.
Just under investigation. So he hasn't actually been charged with a crime.
Yep, okay.
He's just been, he's accused? A person of interest.
Yeah, okay. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
that sucks for him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Be sensible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Fucking be smart. Do better. Just do better, Mbappe.
We expect more. And then, look, here's a funny one. I think AFCON has to have the funniest shit just happen in all of their tournaments. So,
well, this is a continuation from last week with Samuel Eto'o doing his shit, AFCON legend. Now there's another AFCON thing going on.
So we've got the Nigerian international football team, right, is now trying to boycott the game against Libya. So the Nigerian team was forced to land 220 kilometers from the Benghazi stadium where they were supposed to be playing at in Libya.
Yeah.
So, look, here's a few of the tweets that came from the Nigerian players. So, the Libyan government rescinded our approved landing in Benghazi with no reason. So, that's from the Nigerian captain, William Troost Ekong. And then another one, been at the airport for almost 13 hours, no food, no Wi-Fi, nowhere to sleep. That's from Boniface, the striker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then here's another one, and it didn't have who's tweeted it, well, extant. So how long are they planning to hold us hostage here? This kind of behavior, let them have the points. We will not accept to travel anywhere by road here, even with security.
Yeah, they wouldn't be trusting that security, bro. No way, bro.
No way.
No chance, bro. So Nigeria pretty much got screwed out of a possible three points.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so it's full on government corruption then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently this is retaliation. So last time when Libya was supposed to go to Nigeria, they had delayed like them getting off the plane, getting the plane to land,
yeah,
and getting them to the stadium late. So it's like this whole right. mind game situation.
Oh, excellent.
And Libya's just gone next level and made them land 220 kilometers away from the stadium.
So it's a tit for tat thing.
Well, yeah.
You screw us out of, you know, landing somewhere, we're going to put you fucking on the other side of the country.
Dude, you know what the drive is? It's 13 hours.
Eat a dick, bro. Eat a fucking dick, bro. No fucking way, bro. No fucking way he'll be driving to that shit.
It's obviously worked. It got into their mind, but still, it's so crazy. Because it's only in AFCON. Imagine a European team doing this.
Imagine this happened with a Euro team. Bro, there would be fucking uproar. UEFA would be going nuts. And like, bro, it'd be fucking out of control.
Well, remember when Man City came to Anfield the season we won? Klopp got the entire crowd out on the street. They had flares. They were throwing shit at the bus.
Yeah.
It took them, was it 3 hours to drive like a kilometer?
Did it delay the game?
No, the game wasn't delayed because then...
But their warm-up was massively delayed.
Yes, like, correct. Yeah. So when they were supposed to get there several hours before to get ready and all that time, they were there like an hour before.
Yep.
So they tried to complain to say, oh, well, you know, this was set up by Liverpool.
As Larry David would say.
It's also not our fault City doesn't have enough fans to do that.
Right? No.
It's not our fault.
Dude, they don't care.
Yeah.
No. The fans rock up. Oh, yes. Oh, another trophy. Golf clap.
Dude, their fans rock up. Someone scores and they goes, who's that? They go, Haaland?
Is that Aguero?
No.
No.
Haaland. Has he always played here? Like, shut up.
He's a Man City junior. No, he's fucking not.
Well, but before we jump into internationals,
yep.
England, new coach. Thomas Tuchel.
We were talking about this.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's a great, great choice.
Yeah.
Steering away from an English manager makes sense.
Yeah.
Look, you've got to change the way that everyone's playing because you have and have had some of the best talent in the world.
Yeah. England, historically, have always had, most of the time, most tournaments, have had a super strong team. Right, everybody knows them. They all play top level football, blah blah blah. Right, they all play for top clubs, whatever it is. Right, but they were always missing a top manager to get them to that next level. And I think with the crop that Southgate was able to bring up, that he really gave them a good chance. But there was always something missing, and it was tactics, and it was motivation, and it was just someone on the bench that was able to get them to that next level. That's what they were always missing. Now they have that guy. Thomas Tuchel has a proven track record of winning, not only with like superstars, but he's brought up like good young players too. So I think this is a mad move for England. And I will not be surprised now to see them in many more finals if he stays there and possibly lift a trophy or two.
Well, yeah, because... Look, my take on the English team has always been that it comes down to individual talent. Because
when they win, you mean?
Or yeah, like, correct.
Yeah.
So it's always a little bit of brilliance from one player to win the game. It's not a structured approach. Like if you watch Spain play, right?
Oh, and bro.
It screws our bets all the time, right? Because they've got 6 injuries. But they don't rely on that player. They play a style of football that allows them to knock it about, get into position. They have high IQ players that gets into the right position and breaks teams down. So if England can have that approach, how do you stop them? Because that midfield that England has...
Bro, their attack is spastic. It is so spastic.
Their defense is lacking.
Defense is lacking, I'll give them that. But from the mids up, it is spastic. But if you've got Jadon Sancho, Cole Palmer, Jude Bellingham, I know you don't like Harry Kane, but the guy can put in a fucking goal, right? And if he's got the quality behind him to make that happen, Saka as well, Foden, right? The team is ridiculous.
Yeah, spastic. But to be fair, I think it would be better if you put Ollie Watkins in.
Yeah, you put Ollie Watkins in.
I think they score more goals because England have always struggled scoring.
Yeah.
But they have such an attacking team.
Yeah. Now they're going to struggle to keep clean sheets when you got Jordan Pickford. And now I don't know who he's going to put in at.
Well, hopefully Thomas Tuchel is smart enough to replace him.
He will. And
bring in Pope. Nick Pope is probably the future for England. He's like the English Courtois.
He's the next guy. I wouldn't put him up with Courtois, but I get your point.
That's why I prefaced English.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I think it's a great move for England. And I'm actually really excited to see how they play with him at the helm.
Yeah, 100%. Because like we just saw, England loses to Greece for the first time in their history. 2-1.
Tell me somebody that you know that said that was going to happen, and I'll point to a liar. There's no fucking way no one would have said Greece is beating England.
You would have pointed to a Greek person. That's what you would have pointed to. Yeah. Come on, Re.
I stand by my previous statement. But, bro, Greece winning against England, fuck, awesome. Good for them.
I mean, that probably pushed Thomas Tuchel's application further through the ranks, right?
Oh, right. It went through heaps quick when that happened.
Yeah, they're like, sign it. They're like, send him the contract. Send him the contract. Yeah, now.
Now, get that motherfucker on there.
Yeah, because, I mean, look. And to be fair, Greece probably has the best team they've had since the Euros they won.
Yeah, right?
Because I think they lost all of their senior players and they they never really had anyone coming through the ranks. So,
yeah.
Now, they've got a few players playing within Europe. Don't ask me where or who, but they are coming up as a force. Same as Japan.
Because there's
a few teams that are like that. But England, with the team they have, irregardless of injuries, should 100% be beating them.
Oh, yeah, bro. You look at the English team to the Greece team and you're going, who the fuck is in that Greece team? Yeah.
I mean, look.
And look, Greece won 2-0 as well, the Ireland. So they've won 2-for-2 in this international
and
break.
And they're playing well. They're a strong team. So, I mean, don't discount the fact that we're not saying Greece is shit. I'm just saying England is underperforming. For the team they have, for the quality that they have in the midfield and the attack, if Greece are able to score against you, that's a 4-1 game.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you not putting 4 past?
Yeah.
And then look, England did kind of come back in their second game and beat Finland 3-1. Good win. But expected. Again, it's expected. You should be winning that game. I will say, Trent had a beautiful free kick.
Please put your erection away. I do not need to see this.
No. Everyone, look.
Nice free kick. But like you said, England should be beating Finland. And they did. Cool. Get the points.
100%.
Move on.
And then, look, my last international highlight, it's another disappointing look for our Liverpool captain, but Van Dijk with a red card against Hungary.
Mm.
So, Szoboszlai versus Van Dijk.
Van Dijk,
2 yellow cards, and it was a 1-1 draw. Disappointing result from the Netherlands.
But, on the flip side, great for you, like you personally, because you had a bet.
Well, he's got a bigger...
So everybody knows, James had a bet on with Germany to beat the Netherlands. And I think having no Van Dijk there really helped Germany.
Well, I mean, considering they had 0 shots on target.
Yes.
Yeah. 1 shot in total. Oh,
the Netherlands you're talking about?
Netherlands?
Yeah. Netherlands had...
Against Germany.
Yes, they had 1 shot, which hit the crossbar, and 1 block shot. That was it.
Yeah.
So clearly there was no direction at the back. So great for you in that point.
Yeah.
The second one is Van Dijk will now be fresher playing Chelsea this weekend. So,
which is great for
us. So it's great for you personally. I think that red card was aces.
I wasn't upset about it.
No, of course not.
Not at all. What have you got for us in the international front?
Well, I'm currently wearing my Euro 2020 Italy jersey. So
yeah, I keep spitting on it.
I'll fucking slap you so hard if you do that. So just a couple points. So Italy played Belgium in the first game. They were up 2-0. And then Pellegrini got a red card, pretty soft red card, I reckon. Belgium came back to 2-2. So they walked away with a draw. Then Italy played Israel, 1-4-1. Di Lorenzo, the captain, scored a double. Nice double, not bad from the back. Big point. You remember a certain player called Paolo Maldini?
Hey, of course, his son.
His son made debut. Yeah, he's back. He's a third gen. So Maldini's dad played.
Yeah.
Then Paolo has played, and now Daniel Maldini. So third generation Italian player.
Does he look to be as good as his dad?
Nah.
No, he's not.
Right. Unless he's the GOAT, he ain't going to be there. but it's good to see. Good to see that sort of shit. Like,
well, I mean, you want to see generational footballers.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, that's how you build, like Mourinho says, heritage.
Heritage.
Football heritage.
Fratesi, Italy's striker, has scored 8 goals for Italy, 7 under Spalletti. So Spalletti has really turned this team around. Calafiori came out and he said that you can now see, because, like, let's be real, in the Euro, we were disappointing. But now he's starting to get the players a bit more accustomed to how he wants them to play. And I think Italy's going to be real strong going forward.
It's always been a good football nation.
Always. And I mean, we've got 4 World Cups, so yeah. Sorry, where is it? Oh, there it is, 4 stars.
Let me just remind everyone, this guy cannot speak Italian.
Hey. Pizza, margarita.
Calzone.
The GOAT, well, depending on who you say, Ronaldo, scored again. He's up to 906 now. So slowly making his way to 1,000 goals. The other GOAT, depending on who you say, Messi played this morning. Argentina won 6-0. He scored a hat-trick. So he's currently on 846. So these guys are like 38, 39 years old and they're still fucking banging in goals, bro. It's fucking insane, bro.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
However, have you seen in the MLS a lot of people coming out now saying Messi, most protected player on earth? Have you seen it?
Bro, it is such...
So they've just got clips of him.
It is such a conspiracy. Like, no, sorry. It's a conspiracy. It's a believable one. But totally believable. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, if you watch the video, he... doesn't even get checked by a guy. He chips the ball up, hits the guy in the stomach. He claims handball, gets a free kick.
Of course.
Later in that game, the guy takes the ball, goes for a run. He chops him down, no foul, no card, and the game just plays on.
How about that?
Hang on.
Something. Yeah, it's super sus.
To be fair, American sports are known for this.
Bro,
he's like, he's the superstar. He brings money to the league. Yeah. Protect him.
Bro, look at Patrick Mahomes. Have you seen him? Like, okay, so Patrick Mahomes has won 3 Super Bowls. In those 3 Super Bowls, the Kansas City Chiefs have never given away a flag. Yeah. Never. In all the Super Bowls they've won. You're telling me that they are that good, they cannot give away one penalty?
Perfect.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Such bullshit. And then you see videos of them, like, you know, pass interference and whatever. And you're going, foul, flag.
Yep.
No. That's Messi. Renowned. Messi's MLS is like Mahomes in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. And the praise that he gets for these, like, basic balls that he plays.
Oh,
what a ball. I'm like, come on, dude.
I get it. It's good, but... like, let's be real here. Stop jerking off over it.
Yeah, exactly right.
While we're talking about America, it's a good segue, by the way.
I'd like to try.
Former Tottenham, PSG, Chelsea manager, Mauricio Pochettino, had his first game for USA. Now, it was a friendly, but they did lose to Mexico 2-0. And I will suggest something. Raul Jimenez scored. Check out his free kick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
He's gone for free kick of the season and assists of the season.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't say free kick of the season. That goes to Cole Palmer. But it's a really, really nice free kick.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But, look, good for Poch.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think it's a good move for USA as well.
But to be fair, Poch has taken some of the shittest jobs.
Yeah.
PSG, Tottenham.
Right.
Now the US men's national team.
Yeah.
Because... all the Americans expect them to win, but they're so shit.
Oh, I will give them credit. They are starting to build up a nice core of, like, American players. They're playing all over Europe now. But yeah, they think they're a lot better than what they actually are.
Yeah.
Bro, you ain't on that European level
like
yet.
Pulisic.
Look,
they cream themselves over Pulisic.
Bro, they love him. Bro, good player. Now they're like, oh, he should be playing for Real Madrid or Barcelona. I'm going, bro, you're playing at AC Milan. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're bombed out at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chill.
There's a reason why Chelsea just sent him packing to Italy. Yeah. Just saying. What do we... that was all for me.
Nice. I was just waiting for you to finish
that. No, you're just looking at me with this blank stare.
Yeah. You're done? Yeah. Well, before we jump into the round eight games, god damn. let's jump in. We've got a couple of intermission games. So we'll start with me.
Yeah.
So a bit of a quiz for you.
Go.
I've gone out, scoured the internet to find and one of my own kind of opinion of the five biggest transfer flops Chelsea history.
Okay.
I want to see if you can guess any of them.
Okay.
Or all of them.
Now, these are obviously opinionated, right?
Well, look, they're based off cost and contribution. So how much did you pay for them and what did they deliver for you?
Okay.
So, you know,
Well,
get to guessing.
All right. Look, well, obviously, you got to start with the big one, Lukaku or Lukaka.
To be fair, didn't put him in.
Well, then you've got no idea what you're talking about. You got no idea what you're talking about then.
Hang on.
Mickey, this guy.
I had the choice between him or the other guy, and I'll give you this guy.
No. Let me guess.
All right.
I want to guess. Right. Okay. There was a guy who played back in the Mourinho first time.
Uh-huh.
Belarouge or Belarus or something like that? No, not him. I'll find his name, but I'm thinking of him because he was a flop and a half. Well,
all right, I'll give you... So you got almost everything from your guesses, just not the name. Adrian Mutu?
Mutu, yeah. Adrian Mutu. He got done for cocaine.
Yep. So he came from Parma to Chelsea. 17.1 million euros in 2003.
That's
a lot.
That's like 60 million now.
Yeah. First season, 6 goals.
Yep.
6 goals, 8 assists.
How many bags?
Yeah. So he played 2 games under Mourinho until his contract was released.
Yep.
Due to him testing positive for cocaine.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Second one. I'm going to go a little bit outside the box. Now, I don't know how much this guy cost, but I'm going to go with the former... What's his name? Mark Bosnich. He also got done for cocaine.
He was at Man U.
But you went to Chelsea after as well.
Oh, did he actually?
Yes.
And did he get dumped for cocaine at Chelsea?
I don't know if he got dumped for cocaine at Chelsea, but he was at Chelsea and he fucking sucked, bro.
No, I didn't have him on this list.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Two more recent players and then an older player.
I'll say Koulibaly?
No.
No? Okay. I'll go with...
Two are English.
Are they playing now?
No.
Are all of them out of Chelsea now?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a position for one of them?
You've got a winger and a centre mid.
A winger. Sterling. Sterling, yes.
So Sterling, Man City to Chelsea, 56.2 million euros. Look, did manage 14 goals, 7 assists.
In his first season?
No, in 59 games.
Jesus Christ. Bro, I hated that signing from the very start.
He was the one that I was choosing between Lukaku or Sterling. And to be fair, Lukaku has better stats.
For Chelsea?
Yeah.
In total? Because I'm assuming that'll include the stats.
It is in total.
Yeah, it is in total.
But if you go cost versus, his output of goals and assists versus games, he's more efficient than Sterling was.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Got ya.
And then also, Sterling's exit was a little bit wee.
Dude, fuck him, bro. I hated that signing from the start because that signing was because Man City needed him off the books so they could sign Haaland. I'm like, why the fuck would you pay that much money for... in his prime, English, I get it. But when you watch him play, bro, he was never going to fit in at Chelsea.
No.
I'm going to go with a striker. I'm going to say Morata.
No. He's got a few for you guys.
He was only there for like 2 seasons and he fucked off because he sucked.
He scored.
He did. Okay.
You're going to completely disagree with one.
Hold on. Is it Torres?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're now, look, disagree. You know I'm going to disagree with this one. You know I am.
But the stats.
Okay, I understand the stats, right? But go, shoot him.
So, 52.17 million euros.
In a January transfer window, correct, too. Yeah.
Right? He managed 20 goals for Chelsea on two seasons.
How many?
Two seasons. No, 20 goals.
20 goals. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to throw this out. That goal against Barcelona paid it off. I don't give a fuck. Bro, he scored for us against Barcelona. That was worth $50 million. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah, that's how you know you're owned by a billionaire.
Yeah, that's all right, bro. We were owned by a great billionaire. Now we're owned by a fat billionaire.
No, it's a conglomerate.
Well, look, Torres won the Champions League and the Europa League. I understand from a stat point of view, not great, but he won trophies with us, so I'm happy.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, two more. One's a striker.
Striker, yeah.
And a centre mid.
Centre mid, okay. I'll try the striker. Under what coach, if you don't mind me asking? Ooh. Or give me a year.
2006 he joined.
Ooh, not Crespo, is it?
No. He came in to support Crespo.
Right, okay. 06.
As soon as I say it, you'll be like, yes. They had to bring in a specialist sprinting coach for him.
Oh, Shevchenko. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
As soon as you said sprinting, bro, straight off the bat.
Bro.
Shevchenko, bro, at the time, it made sense. Shevchenko was the number one striker in the world.
He was scoring for fun. Yeah. In Italy, scoring for fun.
Destroyed it. And then and Chelsea, you bought him in
39.5 million euros. Right.
It was a spastic spend.
9 goals in 45 games.
Right, it was bad. It was bad.
That was not good.
He was not. This is the type of player when you go, like, you know, they're made for certain leagues. He was not made for England.
No. No, because he's almost like an Italian league Harry Kane. Because
pretty much, yeah.
If you give him the ball in the box, he'll score. Right? But he's going to give you nothing else but that.
Yeah.
And the way the English game was played then was wing play, bombing up the pitch, high pace, big tackles. It just didn't suit him at all.
Oh, no. It looked good on paper and just did not come to fruition. Now, the centre mid. I've been thinking about this. I don't know how much this guy costs.
Once he's won the league.
Fuck. I was going to say Ben Ayoun. Yossi Ben Ayoun.
Hey, nah, he was all right.
They bought him in just to support Torres. And he did nothing because Torres did nothing. Torres lifted a couple trophies and that's all he did. Oh, and the goal against Barcelona.
This player had a bust-ups in your youth team. Your reserve team.
With the youth team?
Yeah.
What year, if you have that?
He joined 2017.
2017? Who the fuck was busting
up? He made
up
12 appearances for the Chelsea first team.
Not Malang Sarr, is it?
No.
Okay. Centre mid. He joined in 2017, so we've been around the
middle. And he's won the league.
And he won the league.
Not with Chelsea.
See, the other one I was going to say was Kepa. I thought you would have thrown Kepa in there.
He was borderline. On the border. He was on the border.
But he won the Champions League as well.
Correct. Yeah. He's actually won trophies and... To be fair, he wasn't that shit. He made himself appear more shit because of all of his just complaining.
Yeah,
I'm not coming off the pitch.
Bust up with Sardi. Yeah, exactly. That was bad. All right, look, I am going to surrender on this
one. It's a hard one. Danny Drinkwater,
bro, he was bad. Yes.
That was a terrible sign.
That was a big time flop.
Well, apparently he tried to, in the reserve team or something like that. So he tried to fuck someone's missus.
That sounds like Danny Drinkwater, yeah. So what happened was he was signed under Conte as going to be like, you know, starting our midfield, absolutely sucked for us, that he got dropped to play for the reserves.
Yeah.
So then that makes sense now. Yeah. I thought he meant busted up against the reserves, like the Balotelli situation. Yeah. No, he was actually in the reserves.
Yeah.
Danny Drinkwater, yeah. And he got into a
fight with his own teammate on the pitch.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Now I think he's a plumber or something.
Yeah.
Good, sucked in, you faggot.
He's, oh, I'm, no. I'm just, I'm enjoying this. Shut up. You're enjoying
yeah.
it.
Enjoying it, yeah. Good for you. He was enjoying the money that he was getting. That's what it was. Yeah.
Trying to fuck reserve players' misses.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Everyone thought that it was going to be like, you know, because we got Kante from Leicester. And like, oh, Danny Drinkwater and Kante played together at Leicester. Oh, this will work out well. But it didn't. It was fucking terrible.
The teamwork you should have got was Kante, Mahrez.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Yeah. All right. That was a good game. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
What do you got for me?
All right. Now, look, to be fair, last week was a bit of a flop on my end. I think that game was a little bit here going. So I thought we'll just go back to basics.
All right.
Can you name me Liverpool's top 10 sales of all time?
Okay.
Top 10 sales. I've got 10 here. And if you can guess the price, you get an extra point.
Okay. All right. We got Coutinho.
Coutinho, number one.
135?
Close. Million? It was 142.
Ooh, yeah. Euros or pounds?
What is that?
Euros. Okay.
No, that's a pound, isn't it?
Oh, that is a pound. Yeah.
Laughing at me, bro. So, 142 million pounds.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You sold him for, bro. That was a fantastic sale.
That was a good one.
When Barca came calling for that, you were like, bro, take him. Take him.
Well, that also kind of skews the list, right? Because now you think, well, they've all got to be near 100 million. But they don't.
Yeah. Well, he was the only one for over 100 million.
Yeah, just correct.
So you know. Okay. So
Torres has got to be on there.
Torres was number three. And you sold him for? You sold him for?
Oh, well, 52 million euros. That's probably in pounds.
50 million pounds.
Yeah.
Right? Sold him 50 million to Chelsea in 2011. I think you used that money to buy a couple of players and we went and won a couple of trophies. So,
well,
worked out well for everyone.
Suarez, got to be on there.
Suarez is number two. Do you remember how much he was sold for?
Ooh, that's a half. 80?
It was 80 euros. 80 million euros.
So it was 70 odd.
It's 65 million pounds it was sold for. Yeah. Okay. And he was sold to Barcelona. And that was straight after he bit Chiellini. You remember that?
Yeah, dude. It was hard to defend. It was so hard. I had to because...
No. It was his second biting incident.
I know, man. All right? I'd rather him kick him or fucking punch him.
Yeah.
But
biting
was... Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah. But look, that was a hard one too because you used that money. You used that money and you didn't really buy well after that. So that was a tough period for you guys. All right. So that was 1, 2, and 3.
All right. Well, at least you got top three.
Yep, you got top three. That's good. Yeah.
See, now, I always want to say, like, Jordan Ibe.
Jordan Ibe.
But that was a good value sale because it was only 15 million.
Yeah, well, it wasn't Jordan Ibe. He wasn't top 10.
Adam Lallana wasn't. Shaqiri
was
not
on the list.
No, he left for free.
Shaqiri's not on the list.
He left for free. Who else did we sell for big money?
Do you want me to give you a clue for number four?
Yeah, go.
Okay, number four was sold in 2015, and you were sour as fuck when it happened. I remember talking to you about this.
Michael Owen?
No.
No, 2015.
Yeah. All right, junior. He was a junior. If not a junior, he was bought... you bought him very young. For £600,000, and then you sold him for £50 million. 49 what? Million pounds, sorry.
How am I blanking this?
Well, I don't know how you're blanking this.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
He's
you know why? Because they're dead to me when they leave.
When you know this name, you're going to say that exact same thing. Okay, he's a winger.
Oh, it's Raheem Sterling.
Yes, it is Raheem Sterling. Yeah. Fuck bro, it's literally sitting right in front of you on that page. Dude.
Fuck Raheem Sterling. I blanked it from my memory.
Bro, I remember we were talking about this. Off. We were talking about this fucking 10 years ago.
Xabi Alonso, he's got to be on there.
Xabi Alonso is on there. He was number 8 for £30 million. Didn't work out well for you guys. The 30 million, I think, was a bit low for what he was worth. But I don't think he was actually appreciated. Like, I understand that Liverpool appreciated him, but they didn't understand how important he was.
No, dude. And again, what was it, Barca came calling?
No, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid come calling, one bro. Of them. Yeah.
That's it.
Real Madrid come calling, you jet. Yep. So he was number 8. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8 done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8. All right. What position we got for 5?
CDM.
Fabinho.
Fabinho. Yeah. Went to Al Ittihad.
Jordan Henderson's on there then.
Jordan Henderson is not on there.
Oh.
No, he is not. He
got a good fee going to Saudi.
No, I don't know if he... No, didn't he leave on a free?
Did he?
Yeah, well, he's not top 15.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Fabinho left to Al Ittihad for £40 million.
All right. Is there a centre-back in there?
There is a centre-back in there. Number 10 is a centre-back.
Number 10 is a centre-back.
I don't think you'll get number 10, though.
He's old.
Not old. So you sold him in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
He was controversial in some ways. He wasn't a Liverpool player, I'll put it that way. He's not your style of player.
What nationality?
African? No, French.
French?
Mm.
Oh, fucking... Mamadou?
Mamadou, yes.
Mamadou, right?
Mamadou Saka.
Yeah.
Saka.
Mamadou Saka. That guy was like the blackest guy ever, dude. Dude, it was intimidating. He was like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was dark, dude.
Oh, bro.
He was scary. Like, his eyes would get big and shit.
Yeah, and he had the dyed hair and
because he came to us because he wanted to get back in the French team. Yes. That never happened.
That never happened, bro.
Never happened.
Nah. He left Palace, left for Palace for $26 million in 2017. So you've got 1 to 5 and you've got 8 and 10. So you've still got 6, 7, and 9.
All right, give me the position of number 6.
Winger.
Winger.
Yep. He was one of your favorite players.
Bobby? No, he's not Bobby. Is Bobby on there?
Bobby isn't on there, no. He went on a free.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. No, this guy, bro, this guy was...
Ginny.
Who?
Ginny Wijnaldum? Is he on there?
Ginny Wijnaldum's not on there.
He went on free as well.
He went on free to Roma. No, this guy was a Liverpool favourite. Winger.
Not Bellamy.
Left in 22.
22?
Yeah.
Winger.
Think wingers. Who are your wingers, bro?
Oh, Mane.
Mane.
Yeah, Mane. Yeah.
Sold him to Bayern Munich for $35
million.
That was a hard one to take, bro.
Yeah, bro. Well, because it was...
He wanted
it was either him or Salah.
Yes.
And, bro, look, to be fair, he put it up on his Instagram and got like the whole... What is it? Where's he from? Senegal?
Senegal.
He got Senegal to vote. And they all voted for him to go to Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, look, to be fair, it's probably better he's out of the team with, you know, the controversy about him marrying his long-term girlfriend at 18.
Look, leave him alone, man.
Do you know what it is? Makes you happy.
It's Liverpool heritage to do this type of shit.
You piece of shit.
Now he's playing at Al Nassr. I think $35 million was a bit cheap. Okay, number 7. Striker. You're going to love this one.
Well, we didn't sell... Andy Carroll?
Not Andy Carroll.
We bought him for a lot. Yeah, we sold him for a lot.
You lost a lot of money on Andy Carroll.
Daniel Sturridge, we didn't make money off.
Yep. Okay, he's not, again, not your Klopp type of striker.
Nationality?
I don't know. I don't know what he is. Okay, so...
You're going to have to give me this one.
No. It was in 2016. You sold him. He scored 10 goals in his only season at Anfield. I just don't know what he's fucking... What he's...
You're going to have to give it to me. You're going to have to give me this one.
Christian Benteke.
Oh.
Yeah. He was not a Liverpool striker, bro.
No, bro.
Yeah, he was...
Well, no, because he joined... Was it with Brendan Rodgers, right?
Rodgers, yes.
And he was... The most goals he'd created were from crosses into the box.
Mm.
And he'd come to us when we're the least crossing team in the league.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. What the fuck?
What so you, left? You sold him for $32 million and he went to our Crystal Palace. So the last one, number 9, happened this year.
This year.
Who'd you sell? You sold a few players this year as well.
Yeah, we did. what? Nacho?
I don't know. okay, look. So, how do I explain this? You have had a lot of hope for this guy.
had a lot of hope.
Hope for him, yes. There was you were hoping that he would kick on. He never did. He was always in the squad, played some games, wasn't really in the team. Every now and then he'd play, scored a couple goals. But yeah, you were high on him, but you sold him for a pretty decent price.
Naby Keita?
Not Naby Keita. This year, you sold him this year. Like the window just year. Yeah, the window just passed. You sold him.
Pass.
Fabio Carvalho.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. You know, you liked Carvalho.
I didn't mind him. I thought he had potential, but the position he wanted to play, we had better players in.
Exactly, yeah. So you wanted him to be better, but he couldn't. So you sold him to Brentford for $27.5 million.
It's good money. Great money for him.
Exactly right. I think, I don't know if he was a junior or whatever, but you bought him for fuck all and you sold him for 27.5. So, yeah. That was good. I think you got about zero. I'm going to give you zero.
Well, I got the top three. That's what we want. I don't care what we sell them for. That's the problem. Once they're dead to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But everyone knows Coutinho because we spent that money on bullshit.
Well, look at that. Well, no, you spent the Suarez one on bullshit. The Coutinho one, I'm pretty sure you used to buy Van Dijk and Allison. So it worked out well for you. The Suarez one, you went and bought Balotelli and Joe Allen fucking whatever the ragtag was fucking up for sale. You're like, oh, we just bring him in. I'm like,
was a hard one. That was hard because you're super excited because you're like, well, I mean, if he doesn't fuck around, he was going to be the man.
Yeah.
And then instantly he just fucks around and you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into round 8 games.
Yep, let's do this.
I think it's a hard week this week. There's a lot of big games. But look, first game, Tottenham versus... Chelsea-Liverpool this weekend, bitch.
Yeah, it's on, bro.
Yeah, so look...
It's on, motherfucker.
We've got a little bit of a wager. When we get to the game,
yep.
We'll break it down for y'all. But look... First game, Tottenham-West Ham. I've gone Tottenham.
I have also gone Tottenham. I think Ange will get them bouncing back. I think Son should be back as well. I know West Ham had a good win against Ipswich, but prior to that, they were dog shit. And I think Spurs being at home will put them back in the winners' column.
Yep. Then we've got Ipswich-Everton. I've gone draw.
I also have gone draw. I like Ipswich, but you can't tell what fucking Everton team is going to come out.
You don't.
Because I can't pick it.
They could get up 4-0 in the first 10 minutes and then lose 5-4.
Exactly. Or
they could not score until the 83rd minute and then draw 1-1 because they let Ipswich score afterwards.
Yeah.
Or vice versa, let Ipswich score in 2 minutes, play a great game, and then when it looks like Ipswich is about to win, get a header off a corner.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know.
I can't tell. So
there's no structure.
Yeah, I think draw is the right play on that one.
Then we've got Man U and Brentford. I've gone draw.
Fuck, it's me too, bro.
Right.
Look, I really, really did want to pick Man U. I think being at home, having the week off really would help them. But I can't fucking pick them.
No, you can't. But they've got a back line. And you've got a team that's been scoring in... They've scored in the first minute to a minute and... 20 seconds in all the games.
Four games in a row.
What the fuck?
I'm definitely backing that. I'm putting money on that one again.
Whereas Man U struggled to score in 90 minutes with multiple chances.
Yeah.
Kick him at the keeper.
I think that it'll be a both teams to score type of situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I've got a draw for that one too.
Then we've got Fulham, Aston Villa. I've gone Villa.
I also gone Villa. I think I've had a look at the history and Villa have a really, really good record against Fulham.
Yeah,
I know Fulham's at home. I know Villa didn't look good in their last game, but I think Villa will come back better.
Well, they looked fucking good in the Champions League.
Fuck, tell me about it. I only beaten fucking Bayern Munich. First team to do it in 40-odd games.
Then we've got Newcastle-Brighton. I think this is going to be a fucking strong game. I've gone Newcastle, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've gone Brighton.
All right. We've got some change.
So yeah, we've got a change one. So I initially had a draw because I couldn't really pick it. But after Newcastle's last game and just the way they've been playing all year, bro, I can't trust them. Whereas Brighton at least have had good points in the season.
Yeah. So yeah, no, look, I see perspective on it. I've gone Newcastle solely on the fact that they've got to pick up at some point.
Have to. They have to.
They have to pick up. And I think a team like Brighton is the challenge they need to do a step higher on what they've been producing. So we'll see.
All right. Yep.
Then we've got Southampton and Leicester. Talk about a shit game.
Bro, as if we're not watching that game. Come on.
Oh, dude.
Let's make this quick.
Yeah, I've gone Leicester.
Leicester, next.
Next.
Southampton suck, next.
Yeah. Then we've got Bournemouth, Arsenal. We've gone Arsenal.
We've gone Arsenal, yeah. Next. Let's not even... But I do think that Bournemouth will give them a bit of a run. They've given a lot of teams hard times. I think they will give Arsenal a hard time, but I think Arsenal will just push through.
Then we've got Wolves, Man City.
Yes.
Obvious.
Man obvious. City. Wolves.
Wolves have 1 point.
Well, yeah.
Hey, to be fair, Wolves are their bogey team.
The yeah.
season yeah. we won against them, they lost. And I know this because I was sitting in a pub in Liverpool watching the game.
Oh, you would have loved that.
Oh, dude. The pub, they closed the pub down. They started giving free booze and they just started singing. They turned the fucking music way up and everyone was on tables drinking ciders and beers and shit and just like partying. It
That's
was
hectic.
The greatest night.
That's
and
hectic.
Then because Wolves beat them 4-3, I think the game was. Yeah. And there was like an Adama Traore because that's when a Traore
yeah,
was there.
Traore
scores
yeah.
a penalty against them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
What a game.
Yeah.
Look, I'll leave our game for last.
Leave that last.
So
yep.
we've got Forest and Palace. I've gone Forest.
I've gone Forest. I just can't trust Palace. They can't score. They can't score at the moment. But Forest,
Eze just hits it. Watch Eze get a hat trick now.
Look, for my fantasy, I hope so.
I agree.
But Forest just are so compact. Like, the big teams can't break them down. I don't see how Palace, who can't score, can break them down.
No. That's what I mean.
So, especially Forest at home as well.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
And then we've got our game, baby.
Our game.
It's at Anfield, right?
It is so at Anfield.
It's going to be a tough go for you guys. I've obviously gone Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
What have you gone?
I've gone draw.
Draw?
You want to know why?
Our history does say it's a draw. Recent history doesn't.
Well, it's just the history is just too big to not follow. Like, I won a multi having a Liverpool-Chelsea draw because of that. Like, I just knew that it was going to be a draw. And I think that just based off the history, it's just too easy to just say, oh yeah, draw again. So like, if we go head to head, right? So EFL Cup, draw. Then you beat us 4-1 at Anfield. So I understand where you're coming from, right? Before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 draws in a row.
Yeah.
Now, I think Chelsea are good enough to compete, not keep a clean sheet, but not good enough to compete with your backline, especially with no Alisson.
Look, they're not Alisson's heart, but you've got to break down our back line before you even get to that. And I think that's where your problem's going to be.
It could be, but I think
I don't think Cole Palmer's going to get as much ball as he has in previous games.
Ooh, I don't know about that. He's going to be the main man. Like, you know, even
Szoboszlai is going to be on him.
Yeah, but
he's not outrunning
Cole Palmer's better than Szoboszlai.
Technically, yeah, but not physically.
Yeah, all right, not physically, but technically he's a better player.
Yeah, Szoboszlai is going to cover so much of the pitch, and he's going to shut him down, I think. And then you've got Gravenberch there as well, who's in fantastic form.
I think if we can keep it to within a goal after an hour, we bring on our subs, and I think that's where we might actually get you guys is on the subs.
Your sub, well, I mean, obviously.
Obviously, we got two squads, yes.
Two? You got three, baby. You got two in a reserve.
That third one is out on loan somewhere. They're loaned out somewhere.
Not even. They're just on the other pitch. Hey, we're still here. But look, a little bit of a wager for the weekend.
Yep.
So we're trying to figure out what's probably the best way to do this. So look, next week, the losing team has to do the match review.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we're going to have them wear the opposing team's jersey, and there's going to be a lovely picture on our Instagram of how happy they are afterwards.
So make sure you're all following that Instagram. I don't even know what our handle is.
Yeah, isn't it just at Professional Couch Pundits, PCP?
I think, let's have a look. Why don't we just have a look? It's Professional Couch Pundits. So if you're listening, jump on Professional Couch Pundits and you're going to see a photo of James in a Chelsea jersey.
Please.
But if it's a draw, which is a high possibility, we just going like normal.
Well, it continues on. We continue on without Adelaide.
How about a friendly handshake for the gram?
I don't want to touch you.
You'll be touching these nuts after Chelsea win, all right?
No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, before we get out of here, let's just go through. I mean, look, there's not much for our fantasy league this week.
Nah, look.
We've covered everything last week. I made my subs early in the hope that, you know, I could jump any of the spikes in the cost that come up. So, yeah, look, I've put Haaland in my team, so I'm captaining him. So I'm hoping they can do something against Wolves.
Yeah, look, I already made my trade as well. I traded out Nicholas Jackson for Delap, and he's going to be my first sub in case Garnacho can't play. Other than that, same team. I'm hoping to do better than 35 this week, though.
Yeah, so am I. Because I was 43 last week. Last round.
Last round, so, sorry, yeah.
Look, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, that's all from us this week.
We'll keep keep you updated on the fantasy.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. And go Chelsea.
Fuck Chelsea.